And now, driving the conversation, it's the Jolin Thomas Show, powered by Teton Toyota.
Joining me by phone right now is Nick Contos. He is the chairman of the Bonneville County Republican Party. Nick, thanks for taking a moment to chat with me by phone.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for the chance.
You bet. There's so much going on throughout the country. We're seeing a lot of unrest at college campuses, and a lot of free speech debates are erupting. One of the most recent is New York schools had planned this massive walkout, and the school officials there are saying, not so fast. You have got to hold the line and not be talking about your political views. From your perspective, does this concern you about First Amendment and freedom of speech rights?
Well, first, you're right. It's amazing how much political strife there is in the world. I get overwhelmed when I turn on the news and hear about everything going on. And it's hard to keep track of it all. It feels like everyone's an activist everywhere all the time. But as far as the First Amendment rights go, I believe strongly in the First Amendment, and I think most all Republicans do, as well as probably people of all political parties would say that. There's nothing more fundamental to America than a right of freedom of speech. I think every citizen should have that right. Where it probably gets interesting is when you start talking about somebody speaking while on the job. Where we have an employer, I know most people are not in a position to be able to speak on behalf of their employer and may have to follow some guidelines from their employment sometimes.
That's a good point to bring up, because we have to remember that when you're doing a job, you are representing that company. And so that doesn't mean you don't have freedom of speech. You just have to choose when you use it, because anything you say could then be attached to your employer.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we see it in professional sports all the time. When an athlete who is who's wearing the uniform and on the field says something, they're speaking for the team and the owner and the organization, and they absolutely have freedom of speech to say anything they want, but they also could be fired by their employer if they reflect badly on their employer. I think that applies to teachers as well in some cases. A teacher is an employee of the state or the school district or the community or the college, and they'll have some guidelines there in each case, I think.
And I think that what it comes down to is exactly what you're saying. It's those guidelines, and that doesn't mean that you can't have your opinions or share them, but you have to remember that if you're getting paid by a company or an organization, then you are automatically an extension of them. And so that gives them the right to say, wait a minute, that's going to harm our reputation. And for me, I don't know about you, Nick, but when I look at these protests that have gotten really ugly, I think you have the right to say what you want to say, but you are not immune to the consequences that might follow what you say. And I think where we have to draw the line is there's a difference between expressing your opinion and calling for people to be injured or murdered. That crosses a different line.
The whole American concept, we believe in our freedoms. Chief among those is our freedom of speech. But a freedom isn't a freedom if there's not some responsibility that goes with that. So when we exercise a freedom of speech, we have accountability for how we exercise that freedom. With what we say, there are consequences sometimes. And free people have to be able to accept those consequences. you know, the other interesting thing, I think, you know, when it comes to school situations, I think it's only natural when you see on the news a bunch of young students that are in a very organized and passionate protest, it's only natural sometimes, I think, people question a little bit, what's the driving force behind this? And certainly it's possible in many cases that the kids are passionate about an issue, but very often I think people get the feel that maybe those kids were stoked up about a specific issue by somebody who was in a position to do that. And I think that's only natural that, you know, there's that question comes up when you see it happen in, with kids in schools.
Nick, I love that you brought that up, because I just saw this interesting piece on Fox. And someone was raising that point, suggesting that perhaps behind some of these student protests, there are adults that are pushing that. They are the driving force behind that. And so there's almost a bit of manipulation, because as you said, you look at these young kids and you're saying, did they really come up with this all on their own?
Yeah, I think there's no doubt that that happens sometimes. And, you know, in Eastern Idaho and Idle Falls, we have a lot of good teachers of different political persuasions, you know, left and right. And good teachers are able to talk about issues without putting themselves in a position where they're manipulating or stoking things inappropriately.
So true.
You know, a good teacher can talk about a tough political topic, and the students may not even know where that person stands. It doesn't have to necessarily keep a secret, but they can talk about it objectively and rationally.
So true. As a journalist, I am so committed to the First Amendment. It is very crucial to life in the United States of America. And I am just hoping that we don't get out of control and think that we have to have all these restrictions, because I'm with you. I think we should be able to talk about these issues in a healthy way. And it comes down to having a level head, keeping our common sense, and respecting each other's views. But I think it would be a sad day in America if we just quit having these conversations.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, as a parent myself, you know, I wouldn't be happy with it if my kids' teachers in school were talking about tough political issues and controversial issues, and we're moving into the situation where you feel like they've become activists and advocates for their own personal opinions, then they've crossed the line. And, you know, I don't send my kids to school to be influenced politically or to have that, to have somebody, you know, teaching them what to believe about issues. I send my kids to school so that they can learn the academia and the principles behind that, and learn how to think and make their own.
Nick, you've definitely had me at learn how to think. I believe the best teachers teach kids how to think, not what to think. Any final thoughts, Nick?
Just that, you know, I think you're spot on bring up the importance of the First Amendment in our nation. It's something that's under attack from many different sides right now. And we believe strongly that people have that right. It's an inherent right given by God to speak their minds. And it applies in so many different ways.
It sure does. Nick Contos, thanks for making time, and we'll talk to you again.
You bet. Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.